This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station on Genesis Communications Network as well as GCNLive.com. We're streaming over there. And, of course, you can also hear us on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. We thank them very much for allowing us to do that, as well as some leading independents out there around the countryside, making a nice blend of the people to whom we're talking to. And, of course, we're also broadcasting around the world via the Internet on the stream, which you can get at GCNLive.com, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and most of these radio stations you're listening to have got Internet streams, too. Now, with me, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you do not have to download a player. You just play the link that's there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers who are going to be very busy here for the next few days. And our suicide jockeys, of course, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products that we need to move around. And by the way, folks, don't dilly-dally over here in Florida. Fill up your vehicles with gas now, right now. Don't wait. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where our podcast is, and we're streaming live over there right now. Go over there and check it out. And from California, the land of milk and honey and really hot temperatures, we've got none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. There we go. Okay, got that in. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we underline and put exclamation marks around under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to need a lot of that in the days to come because, once again, Kyle, mean Joe Biden, here we go again. The Biden administration has plans to roll out a new COVID-19 vaccine this fall, requiring all Americans to get another jab.
Well, that's right. In fact, they've requested $40 million from Congress. Evidently to go with federal disaster funds and so forth. But that is in addition to some of these requests, I believe, for funding for these vaccines. The new vaccines are developed by Pfizer, Moderna, Novavax. They've all been redesigned, evidently, to go after this XBB variant that is out there right now. But here's an interesting interesting take on this, Captain. What do you think is going to happen when Joe Biden says, okay, everybody has to get another COVID vaccination, especially during this election time? And I'm just looking at it from a political perspective. I wonder if that's going to cause unity or division within the United States.
Well, there are some members of his administration that came out and contradicted Biden and said he will most likely recommend, in the words recommend, that all Americans receive the updated booster, including all children. So they're already working their way into a lighter statement, correct?
Well, right. And again, because I don't think Americans, you know, because we're hearing about these new variants or this particular variant, evidently doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated, as the long and the short of it, as I understand, that you could still get infected. But it's going to be very difficult for the Biden administration to not have this political component hanging over their head. You know, if there's something that demonstrates the real need and it's peer reviewed and there's a general consensus, maybe they could sell it. But up to this point, people aren't. I don't think they even want to have to wear masks everywhere, although we've seen reinstatement of masks in certain hospitals and other places as well, but not as not from an authority standpoint, from a state or local authority.
Over the weekend, the president told reporters that he plans to ask Congress for additional funds to develop a new vaccine, adding that he may force everyone to take it, whether they previously received the initial vaccine or not. And he said, yes, I can do this. I signed off on it this morning on a proposal we have to present to Congress, a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that's necessary, that works. And he's talking about Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax. They're all redesigning their vaccine to target the dominant XBB variants, which is a new variant that's popped up.
Yes, that's exactly what we understand. And again, there's going to have to be something about this that's going to be so compelling that people are going to be willing to go do something like that again. And of course, again, just from a political perspective, you can bet your bottom dollar, in addition to some of these Democrats you mentioned, the Republicans are absolutely going to hit the roof about this kind of thing. And he'll try to say, look, they're trying not to protect you, but I just want to protect you. That may be something he'd like to set up as well.
And the other mentioned was the vaccination cards that everybody got. They got the shots, the first shot and the second shot and whatever else they were keeping track of on cards. They're going to want your cards to see if you got the initial vaccinations. And if you didn't, maybe they're going to require those too. I don't know. But to be continued. Hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, namely the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I've been taking their product for going on 13 years right now, and the reason I take it is simple. Two words. It works. Works for me. And I wish I'd known about it sooner. It would have cost me, it would have kept me out of a lot of pain and suffering. That's all I can tell you. But Relief Factor is part of my daily regimented health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I get and the pain and the swelling and the suffering that I go through with my left leg and ankle and foot. It keeps it down to a bare minimum, if not at all, period. And for the best results, it needs to be taken regularly. You take it with a meal. You take it with breakfast. For example, I'm going to stop by Dunkin' Donuts on the way home this morning and get a bagel with cream cheese and a medium-sized iced coffee, and that's what I'm going to take to take my Relief Factor with. But Relief Factor is something that you can get for the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's absolutely no drugs in it. It's 100% drug-free. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain one more time. relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, get the 3-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren, who likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. $19.95, folks, on the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Then it'll tell you how you can either get it monthly, or you can get it every other month, or you can get it every third month. Either way, give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. Okay, Kyle, the Blue State Blues are being sung by a whole bunch of folks. Want to hear how and why?
I'm sure.
Well, first of all,
Democrats need to beware. They have awoken a sleeping giant and created a monster. The Trump mugshot has definitely rallied the opposition, and that is an understatement of the year. And now that Democrats have shown how far they're going to go, Republicans will feel it's necessary to prevent them from ever doing it again. This mugshot of President Donald Trump has rallied the opposition behind him, and it will keep and even give the former president a mandate, should he win the election, to sweep away the rot in our government without compromise. The Democrats will be on board with this because a lot of Democrats are seeing what their own party's doing, and they don't like it.
Well, I think you're right. And, of course, all this is based on making all the right moves at all the right times throughout this process.
Well, Democrats relish the idea of this moment. I'm glad you said that, for years before it happened. Yet now that it's a reality, what they should really fear is what Republicans will do in response and what they are doing in response, which is causing Joe Biden's numbers to tumble and tumble very quickly. Now, big changes are going to be made, and justifiably so. Secret archives will be open. Mass pardons will be offered to Democrats to come forward and tell what's been going on. Whole government departments will be dismantled and relocated. Watch and see. There will be no kangaroo courts. None of the perversions and Democrats have committed, but the Democrats, of course, behind the Russian collusion hoax, remember that? Hillary Clinton should be calling their lawyers right now because they are going to need them.
Well, again, you know, we've seen what that was all built upon. The American people, I think, understand that it was built on sand.
And as I said, and I've been hearing this from Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, doesn't matter who, they've been coming up and telling me, Democrats need to beware. They have awoken a sleeping giant. They have angered the people, even many of their own. They have shown their hand, and it's ugly. They've gone, once again, way too far, and the people are going to do whatever it takes to get rid of them. Watch and see.
Well, that's right, and that's what we're doing each night here on the program.
Yep, and I'm not afraid to say it. There's people that would tell me I have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, go out and get amongst the public and find out. Start asking some questions. You would be shocked to hear what's being talked about. By the way, speaking of what wasn't talked about in the last debate, did you hear anybody talk about election integrity?
I don't think it was mentioned beyond the idea of Trump and that kind of thing, but no, not explicitly.
Well, they mentioned something about the Honest Elections Project, which showed that the vast majority of voters, when you take a look at that, it's actually a poll, about 85% supported election integrity initiatives like the voter ID and the in-person voting and getting away with the mail-in voting.
Well, right. I think a lot of people would support the idea of voter ID. It's not that hard to get a government-issued ID to somebody.
Sure.
Many people have driver licenses. But also, in lieu of that, some people have just something that's an ID card. And that should be, in other words, Captain, we've never met a Democrat who didn't love some massive government program to do something for somebody. And to claim that that would be too harsh or it would be too disenfranchising, they've never actually seen how many people have a driver's license.
And Carrie Lake, of course, the former Arizona gubernatorial candidate from the Republican Party, she said, not one question about election integrity tonight, not one. They did give Mike Pence a platform to misrepresent what grassroots Americans were actually asking him to do on January 6, 2021, because Mike Pence didn't exactly say the honest to God's truth about that.
In terms of what happened on January 6th that
right.
he was asked to do? Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, I'm sure that will come up in subsequent debates. I think this particular debate might have been more of a general, you know, what's your policy and this kind of thing. And also, it kind of started to take on a life of its own after they started, you know, making some comments about one another.
Now, do you think there's any truth to the fact that the Bidens are now being slowly abandoned by the Democrats? Are you sensing something going on here like I am?
I think that they're seriously looking at whether or not Joe Biden not only can physically stand up to the campaign, but whether or not it's in their best interest to have him be the nominee. And so they have to say that quietly at first or whisper it here and there, and then go with it if they eventually come to that conclusion. I think that they don't know what to do with Joe Biden at this point.
No, they don't. And when you got the Washington Post columnist changed his mind and says Biden's role in the family business warrants an investigation for openers, then the Atlantic Magazine columnist ripped Joe Biden for allowing access peddling business, then the New York Times op-ed warns of terrible consequences of prosecuting Trump, then Biden is hurting your family, so says the Reverend Franklin Graham, reaffirming support for Trump. Then three more Hunter Biden lawyers moved to withdraw from the case. Then six Obama administration officials use alias emails, namely Obama, Hillary, Holder, Lynch, Jackson, and Biden. It looks to me like the Democrats are beginning to fall back lest they get caught up in some storm coming down the road against old daddy, old Joe.
Well, and this is what we've been talking about on the program quite extensively, too, and that is how much hurt will the Hunter Biden revelations really do? And do they want to deal with those during the election? Or can they clean slate the whole thing, bring in, for lack of a better, just a placeholder, Gavin Newsom, for example, and then start with something new so they're not dealing with the Hunter Biden thing?
Yep. Now, Black Voices for Trump leader Harrison Floyd is the only Trump co-defender in Georgia to have been denied bail, and he's still sitting in jail.
Well, evidently, the judge deemed him a flight risk, also believing that if let back out, he would commit additional felonies, according to the reports. Also, we understand that Mr. Floyd represented himself, evidently, in this because he could not afford a high-powered counsel.
Well, I would imagine because the guy is just a run-of-the-mill average Joe.
Well, and of course, obviously, you could get a PD, right, or a public defender to come in as well. But a lot of times, and if you represent yourself, this kind of thing, then that might, you know, ultimately give you something on appeal, for example. But it just goes to show how serious they're being. They're trying to make examples out of people.
And we're getting ready to go on a break. And folks, the Democrats have been blaming the Hawaii fires on climate change, right, Kyle?
That's what we hear.
Well, they just got hit hard with the hard truth as Maui revealed the cause, and it was not climate change. How about that? We'll get into that in a little bit after this break, so hang on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a break, bottom of the hour, and we'll be back, and we'll tell you what we're talking about here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. The Jacksonville, Florida sheriff says Saturday's shooting was, quote, sicking ideologies that do not reflect the community and doesn't believe that there's a racial divide in the city. Three people were shot to death Saturday at a dollar store. Three U.S. Marines are dead after their military aircraft went down in northern Australia. Australia's Defense Ministry says the crash happened during an annual exercise involving the militaries of the U.S., Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Texas has sent another bus full of migrants to Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass releasing a statement saying 39 more people, including 21 children, arrived in the city needing shelter. She criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, calling the move a, quote, political act. Gran Turismo is expected to hold off Barbie for number one in North American theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, diabetes, or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I totally, wholeheartedly recommend Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they took care of the problem I had going on, which literally was going to cost me my life if I didn't do something about it sooner rather than later. And they were able to identify the problem. They were able to start the treatment, and then it had to be extended and expanded, which it took the hospital to do that. But at any rate, if it hadn't been for them finding what the problem was to begin with, you and I wouldn't be having this chat right now that we're having by the fireside. It was that serious. So I thank them very much for that, and I want you to know that if you're having problems with your legs or your ankles or your feet, whatever, and you've got a lot of swelling, because the swelling is not because you've gained a lot of weight, because you've suddenly got fat, it could be water It could be fluid. It could be a blood situation. All of the above. And that sort of stuff can kill you if you don't take care of it. So, 727-896-4615 on the phone number, 727-896-4615 on the phone number, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about the storm, and we're going to get into it again during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because it's definitely affecting the transportation scene, if you will. Now, Fox's debate really, really was a debacle and a disaster. To say it tanked is the understatement of the year. I've got some numbers in front of me right now. Fox, because we finally got the actual numbers. Fox News debate numbers are in, and they are dismal. A mere 4.5% of what Trump got back in 2016. Remember when he came on the scene?
Right.
Now, Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson garnered 240 million views, while Fox's and their Rhino Snooze Fest, the broadcast simultaneously, of course, co-moderated by Martha McCallum and Brett Baer on Fox News Channel, got 11.09 million total viewers. That's less than half of what the 24 million were who watched the Republicans battle it out back in August of 2015, and a mere 4.5% of the Trump viewers. That's amazing.
It is. It's amazing, and certainly I'm sure that there's some gnashing of teeth and consternation over at Fox News about this. Back in those days, of course, Trump was not so much of a known commodity, and it became quite a known commodity following those debates. So I'm not really surprised if he's not part of it. They're not really tuning in to see something brand new. But that being said, of course, I think it does beg the question, you know, Trump wants to have the whole Republican Party support him. Not going to the debate might have, it could still anger some of the Republican voters. That remains to be seen. But for right now, he's sailing along handily with the base.
Well, if it angered Republicans, it angered the elitists in the Republicans, because there is no comparison with the people that are supporting him. I see it. I hear it every day. I'm amongst it, so I get to get a firsthand a peek at what's going on. And it's disappointing that many of these candidates, and some are really good candidates, don't see the obvious. And the obvious here is the people, the voters, want Trump. They feel he'll be the only one who's able to get in and clean out the closet, because he knows what's in the closet to be cleaned out.
Well, right, and of course, a lot of times when you want to go be president of the United States, it's either your time or it isn't. But some candidates, of course, feel like I've got to go out there and do this. You know, they may have a fire in the belly as well. And then, of course, also trying to get some of their things at least into the party platform, for example, or make a splash that way. So there are a lot of different reasons why people go out and start running.
Now, I'm one of those people that believes that something screwy happened back in 2020. I sat here at night, as did you, and watched the numbers stop for Trump. Stop for Trump. And watched the numbers continue to move for Biden for over 2 hours. And I made the comment to, I'm not sure if it was you, but I know I made the comment to Bill Bunkley. I said, something screwy is going on here. I can't put my finger on it, but there's no numbers coming in for Trump, and all these numbers are coming in for Biden. And obviously, there was something that did happen that night.
Well, I think a lot of people think that, and certainly because, you know, it seemed, again, the support for Trump versus the support for Biden, how everything was going at these rallies and the personal appearances by either candidate, it's strange credulity for a lot of people.
Well, it was just very weird that you can be up by such a large degree, and then all of a sudden, all the votes come in for one candidate and nobody else, and then there's a whole bunch of overvotes coming in that are being counted because they have more votes than they had voters in a couple of different states. But anyway, oh, by the way, the third party, No Labels Party, is planning a 2024 nominating convention in April.
Yeah, that's what we hear. That's exactly what we hear.
Are you running? Are you running?
No, not this go around. Evidently, former Senator Joe Lieberman is a founding chair of this group, and they're going to be having their convention basically in 2024 in April in Dallas.
Hmm. Now, Ukraine is showing off its next generation 20-foot-long underwater drone that will sink Russian warships from below the surface. That's something to see. I've seen pictures of it.
Well, that's right. Up to this point, they've been going after the Black Sea fleet of Russia, basically, mainly using surface naval drones, we understand.
Yeah, they can go after them anywhere now with this new device. Now, Putin has ordered the Wagner fighters to sign an oath of allegiance to him. Wonder how many will.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting development? So we just got rid of your glorious leader,
yes, comrade
Rogozin. Yeah, and so now, of course, swear faith to me. I don't know. It seems like we've seen this before in history, like a lot of times.
Yeah. Now, China is sending aircraft and vessels towards Taiwan days after the U.S. approved its $500 million arms sale. I know they keep sending them in droves to try to penetrate the outer defenses of Taiwan and just keep the thought there that, hey, you never know.
Well, that's right. And so basically this $500 million of arms sales primarily, I think, is for like radar systems, for F-16 fighter jets,
yep.
Basically, infrared,
yep.
Tracking systems. Yeah.
Now, India's Modi and China's Xi are agreeing to intensify their efforts to de-escalate the border issue following a rare meeting that the two of them had.
That's right. They were at the BRICS Economic Group meeting. And so, as a matter of fact, we're going to be bringing this up as well with our own Denise Simon here in just a little bit to get her take on the significance of all of this.
Okay. And then finally, God forbid, rock legend Alice Cooper has angered the trans activists. He's getting canceled by a makeup company. No more makeup.
Well, yes, that's right. Evidently, it's Vampire, that's spelled V-A-M-P-Y-R-E, Vampire Cosmetics. They've cut ties now with rock legend Alice Cooper after he blasted transgenderism as what he called a fad. So there you go. That's, I mean, but we're talking about Alice Cooper here. I mean, we're talking about some of these rock stars, Captain, actually wrote the book on defiance and,
yep.
And being different.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, Marquis, how about another brown? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running. anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise a mast high, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong. Country on. I say hey, hey, USA.
You know, that's a song that just reminds you all about America. And if you watch the video that's associated with that, Country On, Luke Bryan, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And what the part that gets me all the time, Kyle, is when he talks about, hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that gets me every time because that's what we do. We go running in when everybody else is running out, but that's what we're trained to do. All righty, well, my friend, take us away out west and tell us how hot it's going to be out there.
Well, it's going to be pretty hot, and especially if you're in southern Arizona, you continue with excessive heat warnings there. Temperatures in the afternoons could be expected to be as high as 115. Right now, our friends in Phoenix are looking at 98 degrees in the overnight hours, Captain, so that's nothing to sneeze at. Our friends in Las Vegas, Nevada right now are looking at 91 degrees. If you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip right now, the excessive heat warnings continue all through Southern California, where you can have triple digits out in the deserts, high 90s as you move closer to the coast. And of course, we continue air quality alert. This is, of course, wildfires burning. If you're in the Medford area in southern Oregon, up through Rosenberg, up through almost Eugene, you're going to have that air quality alert because of wildfires. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to start with the warm temperatures in the south, and yeah, there are some. Starting out about Corpus Christi, Texas, coming around over to Houston, over to Beaumont, I-10 and I-12 in Louisiana, both of them. You're going to have temperatures in the 90s, feels like 100-plus. Over in Mississippi, bottom part there, same thing. Temperatures in the 90s, feels like 100-plus. Same thing with Alabama, over to Mobile, over to Pensacola. And then it'll kind of stop because we got us this big old storm called Idalia coming up from the south to the north. It's creeping along, but it's going to be a hurricane, and by all signs of what we're currently seeing, we're probably going to have some winds approaching 100 miles an hour going up the west coast of Florida and certainly out in the water. Now, this is not going to be that far out in the Gulf, unlike some of the other storms that have been halfway out in the Gulf. This one's going to be sort of hugging the coastline from about Sarasota County north on up to Big Bend. It'll be hugging the coastline to where there is a hurricane warning and or tropical storm warning in a lot of those areas down below there, down into the Key West area. You've got tropical storm watches and hurricane watches down that way. But the rain is going to be a big problem, and I'm just going to read you this statement, and then we'll go from there. Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, and it could be near or at major hurricane strength when it reaches the Gulf Coast of Florida, and that's 100-mile-an-hour, 110-mile-an-hour winds for Category 2. Now, the risk continues to increase for a life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds along portions of the west coast of Florida and the Florida Panhandle, beginning as early as Tuesday. Storm surge and hurricane watches are in effect right now for portions of the west coast of Florida and the coast of Florida Panhandle, and residents in those areas should monitor updates to the forecast and follow any advice given by local officials. Right now, folks, you should be filling your car with gas. You should be making sure that you got some sandwich meat and bread. You should be making sure you got some non-perishable things, and you should be preparing yourself for being without power for about 3 days. That's about what's going to happen here with the things that we got going on. So all that being said, it's all hands on deck because that's what it's going to take, and we definitely will be giving you all the information that we possibly can here on the program. As much as we can get, you're going to get too. Now, Kyle, I know you're going to be a part of this because you're going to be sitting here when this storm probably hits Florida.
Well, that's exactly right. We're going to be monitoring everything, and as that comes ashore, we're going to try to keep our listeners informed as best as we possibly can. But be prepared.
All right, let me go real quick to the telephone line and see what's going on here. Is that David up there in Michigan? Good morning.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, it's Denise. Okay, hold on. All right, it's Denise. I thought we had. I'm looking at the number. It's a Michigan number, but oh well. Okay. Yeah, I am talking to you. I'm going to talk to you about this. India's Modi and China's Xi agreed to intensify efforts to de-escalate the border issue following a rare meeting. How'd that happen?
Yeah, right. India hasn't even, figured out the border issue between India and Pakistan. So everybody wants to step in and dethrone the United States, which under Biden isn't all that hard, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, and I'll tell you what, be careful what you wish for, Democrats. They've created a monster. They really have. I've been watching what's going on amongst not only Republicans, but Democrats and Independents, too, and Libertarians, and I do believe that somebody's in store for a big surprise next year.
I think there are some that are actually, some world leaders are actually planning for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are taking a long, hard look at the polls and Biden himself and where things are. And, they're saying, okay, do we do things now or do we wait or what? Depending upon what side of the politics they take.
Okay, Kyle, we got about a minute. What you want to say?
Well, first of all, of course, welcome to Denise. And, yes, you're right. They can't figure out the whole thing with Pakistan, and that's been since, what, 1947 or 49 or something like that?
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly right. And, of course, also, Denise, after the top of the hour, definitely want to ask you about what's going on with Putin asking, or I guess demanding, that the Wagner Group people swear faith to him. So we'll ask you about that after the top of the hour. And, of course, Captain, we don't want people to forget that the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to them by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out, folks, at pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com.
And when you guys beat feet and head north out of Florida, those of you that are going to leave, don't stop till you get to Georgia. There's a couple of really nice pilots and Flying J's along the way that you can stop at. How about that?
That's exactly right.
You bet. There's one up here in Jackson, Georgia. That'd be about the safe place for me to be if I was going north. All right, here comes the music. You guys hold the thought there. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy week, a busy week. Keep your eyes on the Weather Channel, ladies and gentlemen down here in Florida. Keep your eyes on the weather. It's going to get real interesting fairly quick over the next 24 to 36 hours.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.